This is KCUR 89.3. This week, KCUR is airing stories about how artists are building a sense of community in some unexpected places. Today we hear a story from Nebraska about a secret behind a storefront in the small town of Lyons. There, a public art project has given surprising new life to a long-lost tradition. Ariana Brocious of collaborating station NET reports.
It's a Monday night in Lyons, Nebraska, population 851, and Main Street is closed. Closed for a movie, according to signs on the barricades. A crowd has gathered on the brick pavement. Suddenly, what appears to be an empty storefront begins to move, the facade leaning forward toward the street. People watch with anticipation. After the facade comes down, a stand of bleacher seats slides forward from the empty building, creating outdoor seating for 80 people. Lyons Storefront Theater has become a reality.
Theaters were a big thing, you know, even in the 60s. It's the place to be on Saturday night.
Bill Hedges is a longtime Lyons resident and amateur filmmaker. He says people would come into town on Saturday nights to shop, hang out, and catch a movie. As a teenager, he worked as a projectionist in Lyons Theater.
Just a great place to gather, but you know, with the advent of VCRs, people started watching movies in their home, and you know, that was probably what led to the decline of small-town single-screen theaters.
Decades after it closed, he purchased the building to restore it and convert into his own filmmaking studio. The importance of Lyons downtown and its movie theater came through in community discussions last year, led by international conceptual artist Matthew Mazzotta. He set up living room furniture on the street and invited locals of all ages and backgrounds to sit down and talk about their town.
When we did our living room here, people spoke about the downtown, and they said, hey, downtown used to be a space for social life, it used to be for commerce, and now we look at it and it's kind of gone fallow.
Then Mazzotta asked them what the town had it wasn't using.
And they named a couple things, but they said that building right there is only a facade.
Someone else said there'd been an attempt to create an outdoor movie theater in the past. All this informed Mazzotta's eventual project idea, transforming the building's shell and facade into a pop-up outdoor theater right on Main Street, in the heart of downtown.
If people don't have public spaces that they all mingle in, then the conversation is very limited. However, if people get to sit together and look at their town through new eyes and maybe with a little creativity in the background, I think then the conversation about where the town is going changes.
Lyons Storefront Theater is one of four community-driven public art projects in northeastern Nebraska, led by the Center for Rural Affairs. Adele Phillips created the project, secured a $200,000 grant, and invited Mazzotta into the process. Mazzotta has designed art projects around the world, but Phillips says they had no preconceived ideas of what this art would look like.
The By Way of Art project is a framework for allowing each of these communities to generate a very unique artwork, which highlights their inherent special characteristics.
Phillips says too often the arts are seen as highbrow, elite, or limited to urban areas, and arts funding can be similarly limited. Phillips chose the towns of Lyons, Decatur, Oakland, and Macy because they're close to each other and each offered a chance to showcase local talent and knowledge. Still, Phillips admits she wasn't sure the idea would fly.
I didn't know what kind of reaction I would get, but part of me thought that maybe people would be a little anti-arts project, and they weren't.
There has been a tremendous amount of community support and participation in these.
That's Wyatt Frass of the Center for Rural Affairs, noting the local donations of time, materials, and money. And Frass says this could work in other rural communities, too.
Neighboring communities in particular have been hearing about this and looking at what's going on and saying, ooh, that sounds fun, that sounds exciting. What could we do like that?
Back on Main Street in Lyons, people take their seats on the bleachers as a tractor pulls a large screen into place. Filmmaker Hedges created a movie for the inaugural screening about the history of downtown Lyons, starring several local residents.
According to so many out of town.
As the screen casts blue light across the audience, Mazzotta offered an outsider's view of how this experience will affect the community.
This to me is almost like a call to arms. It's saying, for the people that have been here for a while, where are we going next?
Lyons locals may have been thinking the same thing. I'm Ariana Brocious, reporting in Lyons, Nebraska.
The Jefferson Ladies.
This story is part of KCUR's Artland series, a collaboration exploring creativity and community in surprising places.